Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Timothy J. Huckabee, H-U-C-K-A-B-A-Y, addresses 21341 Wilcox Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-529-1611, ID triple XS double XS 0839, date of birth is 12-20-1956, 65-year-old, married, retired man, insurance, Medicare / Blue Cross, pharmacy is Walgreens - Red Bluff, it's address 2, Dr. S-A-E-I-D-A-H-M-A-D-P-O-U-R-M-D. Lassen Medical Group, 2450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4356. ID is triple X dash, I'm sorry, phone number is 530-527-0414, fax 530-528-4423. The clinical indication reported states of transient confusion, possible dissociative or conversion disorder. Dear Dr. Amanpour and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Timothy Huckabee for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Timothy is a middle-aged, right-handed man. Treated for glucose intolerance with a history of valvular mitral disease, chronic kidney disease, obesity, current coronary bypass surgery, liver steatosis, GERD, dyslipidemia, essential hypertension, and findings of possible early diabetic proteinuria. New paragraph. He has a significant family history of cerebral artery aneurysm disease. New paragraph. He has restricted physical activity. He's a former smoker. He does drink some beer, but has no other significant social habits. His surgical history is non-contributory except for bypass surgery. He has a significant past history of diverticulitis. Shingles. He's under the care of Dr. Muhammad Khan, a cardiologist for his heart disease and valvular disease. His recent laboratory studies showed a slight elevation of his hemoglobin A1C with findings of dyslipidemia, but reduced LDL. New paragraph. He describes episodes of confusion, difficulties with recollection when he starts to do things, sometimes being unable to accomplish tasks, reporting reduced memory of 2 to 3 years duration, new paragraph. This neurological examination shows preserved cranial nerve function. His motor examination demonstrates relatively normal bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination is otherwise intact to all modalities. His deep tendon reflexes show no pathological or primitive findings. His ambulatory examination shows preserved ambulation, unable to do tandem gait due to ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. History of progressive mild cognitive impairment and decline. Episodes of transient confusion of uncertain etiology. Risk factors for suspected sleep apnea. With daytime somnolence and fatigue. Recommendations. We are referring him for overnight home sleep testing to exclude suspected sleep apnea, new paragraph, and complete the quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive analysis of his capacity, new paragraph. Neuroquantitative brain MR imaging studies will be done to exclude cerebral degenerative disease associated with cognitive decline. New paragraph, we will obtain his MR angiogram that was done at MD Imaging to validate absence of any cerebral aneurysm with his family history. New paragraph, laboratory testing has been requested for medical evaluation of his cognitive impairment. New paragraph, I'll see him for reevaluation with the results of his testing for further recommendations and my signature.